You are listening, friends, to Irish Radio Network, USA, and we are delighted to welcome to our program Sean McNeill, who is a native of County Roscommon. He is the president of the Irish Business Organization of New York, commonly known as the IBO, and over the four decades, the IBO has indeed grown to what is now not only a New York based Irish business organization, but has actually expanded globally in no small way. Because of our guest from Castlereagh, County Roscommon, Sean McNeill. You're very welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Adrian, and it's lovely to talk to you, and thanks for having me on your show.
More than welcome. Let me ask you, first of all, give us, if you will, a brief history of the IBO and the Irish Business Organization.
Absolutely, I'm delighted, yeah. The IBO was actually founded in 1973, Adrian, which is a long time ago now, and it was founded actually by a group of Irish business people here, and it was founded as an insurance. They were all in the insurance business, and after a couple of years later, they changed it actually to the Irish Business Organization of New York, and now actually we are the oldest, of course, and the largest Irish networking organization in New York and the tri-state area. We have a very, very diverse membership as well. You do not have to be a business owner to become a member of the IBO, which is very nice. We welcome Irish and Irish-American business people, of course. We actually have business people from all over many different areas of the world. Finance, health, bars and restaurants, of course. Hospitality is hugely here in New York, as you know, with the Irish community and Irish-American community. You take it, we have people in the fashion industry, in the design industry, in the education, you know, all of it, every area of business, we have members in it, and we're delighted to be here.
A little bit about yourself, too. You're no stranger.
No stranger, no. We have met a few times, Adrian, of course, and it's always lovely to meet you. Well, I'm from Roscommon, actually. I was born in a place called Treen, which is a village outside of Castlereagh, and it's between Castlereagh and Williamstown, which Williamstown is in County Galway, so we're kind of very close to the Galway border, but we are definitely from Roscommon. That's where I was born, actually. I was born in the post office, the Treen post office. My mother and my grandmother, Lord have mercy on them, ran the local post office for many years, and I was born there. I have three brothers and four sisters, and all of my family are in Ireland except myself, you know, and I have a huge number of 17 nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews all over Ireland, and that's where I'm from.
Let me ask you, though, about the route you took from in coming here and becoming the owner broker of quite a large real estate company, McNeill Real Estate, a full-service real estate brokerage, and you've been doing that since 2001. How did you get into the real estate and the brokerage and the ownership of a very prominent real estate?
Yeah, it's actually an interesting journey indeed, actually. Before I came to the States here, I had worked in Ireland in a bank called ACC Bank. It's now known as ACC Bank. When I worked there, it was called Agricultural Credit Corporation. And I was lucky enough to become a manager there, an executive manager. And after 13 years working there, I decided to leave and pursue another career. And I came to New York first for about 18 months, and then I went back home. I had a bar in Dublin for about 5 years as well. And then afterwards, I came back here to New York. And by a great stroke of luck, I actually got connected with the real estate industry here in New York. I met a great friend of mine, who is now a great friend of mine, who is from Glenamaddy, actually in County Galway, and here in New York, and she was in the property business, and I got connected to a real estate company through her, and went and took my courses and classes and went to school and all that stuff, and became a real estate broker, and subsequently started my own company, which I started in 2001. And that's my journey, really, through it. I met this wonderful woman, Bridget Murphy Grasso, by chance, and chance meetings are sometimes very important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In my life, actually, it gave me a whole new world and a whole new business as well, you know. And that's what happened, you know. And ever since then, it's been, you know, it's been up and down. In 2008, we were much larger than we are today, and then the market, of course, crashed a lot, and we're still here, we've survived, and we're doing pretty okay, you know. So that's where we are.
What is the profile of the membership of the IBO, and how has that expanded so much in the last couple of years?
Well,
a few
our
years.
Profile actually, it's a very diverse membership, and also we have a very diverse profile. You don't have to be a member to be a business owner, but most of our members are business owners, or they're employed, of course, and working with other businesses, and they represent their companies and stuff like that. But we have actually people who are still members with us from the founding days, almost from the founding days. We have our first woman president, actually, and I think you know her probably very well, Bernadette McManus.
Absolutely.
She's still a very active member,
yes.
A member of the Board of Advisors, as a matter of fact. And we have Bernadette and many more members from the early days whom we value very much in our organization. We have members who just joined yesterday, you know, who are just came over from Ireland, who are here in New York. They want to get connected with the Irish community and the Irish business community. And in between, we have people like myself who are members. I joined actually in the 1990s, I think it was, actually, and there's a lot of members in that area as well,
age
group and everything. So we have a lot of people. We have, like, very, very well-known people as well, like our in the fashion and design world. We have the famous Don O'Neill, who doesn't mind me saying that he's a member, and he was our guest speaker last January at our first meeting of the year, and we have a lot of people from the finance world as well who are members, and, you know, all over. So our actual members profile is a very diverse membership, a great, great gathering of Irish people and Irish American people who get together, you know, and do business together.
Actually, my own involvement with the Irish Business Organization was indeed both great to be honored by the Irish Business Organization, but right at that particular time, I was having excuse me, a problem with an organization that indeed the mission and the constitution said it actually you had to be born in Ireland, and that presented somewhat of a problem for me, because I felt that, wait a minute, I am a member of an organization, and I'm now about to be honored by an organization that I can't indeed invite my own American-born children to be a part of. And so that resolved itself, but there was a tremendous, backlash at the time in terms of, you know, that would be unheard of today, but to have an organization that had to be Irish and for the Irish and whatever. But we've come a long way since then. And, you know, when you mention the influence of, Bernadette McManus and several others throughout the years, this is an organization that obviously has attracted the attention of the Irish government, and one indeed where you were encouraged to take this a step further and develop this into a global organization. Tell us how that works.
Absolutely, yeah, and just to add a little note to your comments there as well, we welcome everybody right now, the Irish and Irish American, it's the Irish and Irish American business organization of New York, and we have lots of Irish American second generation and even third generation who are members, and
yes.
They're all very active and welcome, you know, and that has all changed. Our global membership started mainly by demands, actually, are requests from people who live outside of the United States who wanted to get connected here with the IBO and with the Irish business community in New York. We had a lot of people coming and going, and we get a lot of people to our networking breakfast as well who are visiting, and as a result of that, we decided to reach out to them and create what we, on a trial basis, what we call now call our global membership. We have an actual Irish global ambassador who now moved back to Ireland, Greg McIntyre. I think you probably know him as well.
Not only do we know him, but actually Greg McIntyre has been in touch with us in the last few minutes to say hello to you from Northern Ireland. Greg was among those who have moved back to Ireland. It would make a lot of sense, and does obviously, to take an organization so heavily involved in business in New York City, and not only provide an advantage for Irish Americans globally, but also to it's a two-way street.
Absolutely.
In the sense that people who are in a particular area of business, the networking aspect of the organization and of the ever-growing membership does provide this great opportunity to deal with of similar organizations, and indeed many who are in the same business, whether that's going back to the original setting up of the Irish Business Organization, where it generally had to do with insurance brokers and whatever. But now it is something that is very well recognized as being a very, very useful tool in the sense that, now the networking is international.
Absolutely, yeah, and we're delighted to be able to facilitate that, you know, sharing of information between all these different people who are in business or who want to start a business, and helping us. And, you know, our one of our taglines is actually real business connections, and we do actually make a lot of business connections in the IBO, for sure, you know.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process, and we have four events every month as well, which is very unusual for a networking organization. We added two new events in the last 2 years since my presidency started, and our latest one actually is called the Young IBO Professionals, which is held on the first Thursday of every month. And these are for people generally in the under 40 range, so I don't pop in there very often, Adrian. You know, I'm a little over that age group, as you know. But it's very successful, really successful. And
it's a great, but it's also a great notion, and if it works for organizations, for instance, like the American Ireland Fund,
yes.
There's absolutely no reason why
it should not
work.
Well, exactly.
How do you attract the level of professionals who you know, who come to speak and to come to address the Irish Business Organization? You know, it's again something that has grown recently to where you get chief executives of some of the most major American firms, or those dealing in New York, and you get them to come. What is their interest?
Well, it's really wonderful that we can actually do this, and we have been doing this a lot in the last while. We'd also love to have Adrian Flannery come as well as a guest speaker, of course, as I've mentioned many times, and maybe we will get your schedule together sometime, hopefully. But we've actually had amazing speakers, absolutely, and our guest speakers actually, you know, run the tone of our meeting, as you probably know as well, you know.
Yes.
And we've had, of course, from a Scammon, my father was Scammon, and Adrian Jones there not so long, very
yes,
long ago. And we had Mark Little, actually, just a very short time ago. We've had Jeffrey Hislett. We've had so many wonderful speakers come. We've had Kevin Kelly from Roscommon. I'm giving Roscommon a bit of a shout-out today.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I don't know why it's in my head. Well, I got an email from Kevin O'Connor from the Roscommon Society this morning wishing me well on the program, because they actually send out your e-letter as well, you know.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. Anyway, but we've had all these great speakers, and they actually, you know, are a big attraction for our members to come. It actually gives us credibility as well, you know, and the fact that they will take time out to come and speak with us. I think, actually, the fact that we actually are a networking organization which meets regularly face-to-face is a huge attraction.
Right.
For a lot of people. A lot of people are gone into this cyber thing, you know, and it's very good. It's very wonderful on social media. We're very active on social media, the IBO. We have an amazing social media presence. But nothing beats meeting face-to-face and having a cup of tea or a glass of wine or something and shaking
right.
somebody's hands. You know, as you know yourself, you know, you're an incredible networker as well. And that's what we do best, you know. When you come to the IBO, you're going to meet people. You're going to meet people who will say hello to you, and you can say hello to them. You're going to meet people who actually will have an interest in what you're doing and how you're doing as well. And that's one of our traditions. It's hard to buy tradition, you know. We have this tradition, you know, since 1973. When I became president, I had some huge steps to fill, you know, because we've had a great history of great presidents before me.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, as you know, most of them, if you're all of them, and we have a great board of advisors, and we continue that tradition, you know. We're here to meet people, we're here to help people, and we're very accessible. I think that actually is part of our attraction as well, you know. It's easy to walk into an IBO meeting as well. You don't have to be a member to come in. We have a meeting this Wednesday, as a matter of fact, our evening meeting.
Yes.
And our guest speakers this Wednesday are actually the team from Ireland House. We have the whole team from Ireland House coming to speak, led by our Deputy Consul General, Anna McGillicuddy.
Yes.
And that is an incredible, powerful meeting. You can come and listen to what these agencies do and what they have to offer. And they have a lot to offer and a lot of help. There's a lot of help available as well for people in business or people who want to try to start a business as well, and it's all free, you know. So it's kind of, we bring people together. That's the attraction, I think, you know.
I think that also, you know, when you're talking about networking, that the topics cover such a wide range of important and interesting, you know, business-related issues. So it's not a more of the same organization, but a very prominent networking which has a proven track record. And I think that's probably what most people are interested in. This is not a, you know, basically hanging out to listen to even prominent guest speakers, which you have attracted, but people who are there are meeting people pretty much in, if not the same business, in related businesses. And it's actually it's not only is it a great idea, but it works, and I think that's what it probably brings prominence.
It does, and we actually have also we also started a new meeting as well called Minding Your Business, which I think for an Irish organisation is quite funny. Minding Your Business is actually a nice name for it, and it's a free seminar. We have it on the last Saturday of every month, and to give you an example of it, we provide these seminars as a free seminar to our guests and our members, and you know, we had some great speakers come and talk about LinkedIn, about networking, about the legal aspects of opening up a business, the financial end of it, all sorts of wonderful things. Even we had somebody recently speak, actually, Kathy Heskin, a lovely girl from County Mayo, you probably know her,
yes.
And talk about actually the health issues you might want to look at when you're working and taking care of a business, and sometimes we forget about taking care of ourselves, you know. So we cover all areas of wonderful areas of life that affect us, you know, and this is all free as well, and we have a lot of new stuff going on, you know. So
yeah. And indeed, you cater very much to business people in that You have early morning.
Early morning breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yes, the early morning breakfast we have actually. We hold it at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's usually at Fitzpatrick's Hotel, and has been there for a long time.
And yes, Lexington Avenue. And Lexington Avenue.
Yeah, exactly. And we had Brian O'Dwyer, and I think you certainly know Brian O'Dwyer,
yes.
Your cousin, as our guest speaker a couple of months ago. So it's a great early start to the day, 8 o'clock in the morning in New York, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great breakfast with some Irish business people and Irish-American business people. It's in and out fairly quickly. We have a lovely, great guest speaker, and, you know, you're all set to go for the day. We get a lot of people who are visiting as well from Ireland at that breakfast as well. It's a nice quick introduction to the IBO for them as well.
You have many people, we can say, who indeed center their visit to New York at a business level, who come specifically for the meetings, and again,
sure,
to meet like-minded people in business. The evening meetings, which would suit my schedule much better.
Yes.
I'm not a morning person, never was. But anyway, having said that, now, for instance, on this Wednesday coming up, the meeting itself is taking place at Scandinavia,
yes,
House. That's, again...
on Park Avenue.
On Park Avenue.
Yes, exactly, yes, yes. And it's a really nice facility that we are delighted to be able to use there. They have a fabulous auditorium and a fabulous meeting room as well, you know. And we have our evening meetings float around a little bit, you know. We're very lucky, you know, we usually have our January meeting at Luxembourg Ireland House.
Yes.
Traditionally, and that's where we actually installed the new board for 2016 or whatever year we're in. Nearly always go to the Irish Consulate. We're delighted to be hosted by the Irish Consulate and grateful for that. Usually in March, you know, we have our meeting,
yes,
there, and it's nice to have that great connection there. And we float around to a few different places, you know.
Anyway, and you have a friend with four such meetings a month.
Yes, we do.
And
absolutely.
Definitely, I know you have, you have mentioned that you're, you welcome those who would like to stop in, but you also... your membership is growing by leaps and bounds. So
absolutely,
obviously,
yeah,
whatever you do,
we welcome people to join as well. But you don't have to be a member to attend. Most of our meetings are open to everybody. Now and again, we might have a members-only meeting, but not that often, you know, for sure. And you can also actually, your listeners could sign up as well for our e-letter. We send out a really interesting e-letter once a week, at least, sometimes more. And you can sign up for it on our website. And
your website is
www.ibonewyork.org.
That is www.ibo.org.
No, newyork.org.
newyork.org, okay.
Spell out newyork.
Absolutely.
And also, you can, any of your listeners, if you'd like, they could also email me as well. We have an email, which is president@ibonewyork.org. If anybody has any questions or would like to get more information or check out what we can help them with anything, they're more than welcome to email me at any time. You know.
With the minute left on the program, I want to indeed thank and welcome indeed Sean McNeill, Friends President of the Irish Business Organization. Thank you, Sean. And also acknowledge Dr. Maureen Murphy, who is indeed heading up the program, and she's a professor of curriculum and teaching at Hofstra University, but the 100th anniversary of the 1916 Rising. You can get our interviews, friends, by logging onto irishradio.com. Áine Sheridan, the executive producer of the program, myself, Adrian Flannelly, and those associated with Irish Radio Network, want to wish you a great weekend and a great week. And again, thanks to our guests, and thanks in particular to you, our listeners. God bless. Thanks for listening.
And walk along the river bank and watch the fishes rise, and see the curly mountains, so get me to the sky. Australia is a lovely land, I like the people well.
Very poor Australian children, it's sister them I'll tell. I'll take you to Roscommon and show you by someday, where in the fields me parents worked, I helped them with the hay. Oh, oil in the county Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell, to hear the local singer sing the songs I love so well. And walk along the river bank and watch the fishes rise, and see the curly mountains close gently to the sky. I never will forget the day I left the town of Boyle. My heart goes back there daily to my own dear native side. I can see the stone moss clearly and the haystack still so high, and the golden forests are blooming as they did in the days gone by. Oh, Boyle in the county Roscommon, that's where I long to dwell, to hear the local singers sing the songs I love so well, and walk along the river bank and watch the fishes rise, and see the curly mountains float gently to the sky. And see the curly mountains float gently to the sky.